Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to talk about a couple of things today. How you doing? This is Dino coming at you. April 15th. A little rainy morning over here in Texas. We had a pretty extensive episode ready for you guys. Last minute flake out of the guest. So I'm going to just go ahead and try something a little bit different. We're going to go live on this one. And the episode that we are talking about today is going to be how does martial arts help you mentally, or the benefits of martial arts and mental health. So first off, I hope you guys are all doing good. It's been a long time coming for a new episode. There's so many things I want to talk about in this specific episode, but before we get started, I just want to give a brief definition of what martial arts is. And let me tell you something, there are so many different flavors of definitions about what martial arts are. You know, as a whole, we know what they are, but one thing that I kind of learned about it was that the actual definition derives from the word Mars, or the Roman god of war. So pretty much it means warrior-like or related to war. So therefore, martial arts can be defined as the art of being a warrior. All right. Martial artist training develops physical and mental aspects of being a warrior. Whether it was, you know, in regards to defend themselves against any dangers, or in the civilian world, military, law enforcement, and so on. So let's get into. I'm going to get into briefly just the physical benefits, just because actually one of the physical benefits of martial arts is mental health, believe it or not. There's so many studies that you can go in and out about, and I will tell you that as I was researching all of this, I came across an amazing site that I may recommend you guys take a look at. It's pretty much the National Library of Medicine, and they actually publish all these medical tests in regards to pretty much anything you want to look up. And I was able to do this, and I found not one, not two, but literally hundreds of different tests that people have done for martial arts and mental health. And not only just one aspect. I mean, we're talking about martial arts and psychological health. We're talking about martial arts and the systematic review of, of actually being injured. You got even studies on the injury in Brazilian jiu-jitsu training and the common misconceptions. I mean, there's so many things, right? So I would highly recommend that if you are looking up some research for anything that has to do with some type of medical studies, definitely check out the National Library of Medicine. It's a .gov page. It's called PubMed. So you could definitely just go on there and just look at all the published medical studies that have been done on pretty much anything. So I was studying multiple of them, but there's one little common thing that I keep seeing out of all of them. The main thing that I'm getting is just consistency. The consistency of martial arts is what allows the body to do a lot of things, right? So some of the benefits, like back to the physical part, will be, you know, cardiovascular health is going to be on point. You're going to start definitely getting some muscle definition. You know, punching and kicking requires a lot of strength. So your core work is also going to increase. The more muscle mass you have, the higher, you know, the higher metabolic demand becomes. You know what I mean? So you're going to be burning more and more while your body's even at rest. Weight loss is a good recommendation. And I know that the last thing we want to hear, or the last people we want to hear from, is from the CDC, but also even in the CDC, recommends at least 150 minutes of moderate, moderate intensity aerobic activity each week. So that correlates to about 2.5 hours. 2.5 hours each week at a minimum for you to, actually be in the physical shape you need. Another thing that increases is reflexes. And to me, I think a lot of the reflexes have to do with a lot of the twitch exercises and twitch training that we do. I'll give you a good example. Taekwondo is a perfect example for reflexes. I've seen them have some immense timing and just very good precision, sorry. And then another good physical benefit will be mobility, right? Because the more you're actually doing it. So let's give you an example, like BJJ will actually, increase your mobility in your hips. It'll increase your knee placement, and pretty much your legs and your core become very, very strong. But also flexible in a way, because you're being bent and turned in different directions. So your mobility actually increases with time when you do an art like BJJ. Now, obviously strength and power is going to come with it, and we already went over flexibility a little bit, and then you even had excuse me, stability and coordination, right? Because if you get some arts like judo where you have to really know exactly when to hit a toss or foot placement. So that's really, it gives you a good center, and improves your stability, right? Because even when it comes to executing, blocking or avoiding attacks, you need a certain amount of awareness and stability to actually, survive that onslaught that you probably will be getting. And lastly, as far as the physical goes, I would say blood pressure. So this type of training increases your cardio, right? It you're putting strain on your heart, and it's also allowing you to get a different heart rate, right? Because when you first start, your heart rate's gonna go out of the roof. You're gonna be sweating. You're gonna be all crazy. But after, about a month of consistently doing it, actually becomes a little bit easier, right? And that's when I urge people to kind of, challenge yourself at that point, because then you're going to get into a comfort zone and become stagnant again, if that makes sense. So yeah, that's the physical portion. And now that we're done with the physical, we're going to go into the meat and potatoes of the actual mental benefits. Now, for the mental benefits, I'm going to kind of split it up a little bit, and I want to talk about certain examples, just so we can see kind of where not only, MMA fighters, but martial artists as a whole, right? And me personally, I've been doing martial arts for quite a while. I want to say at least a little over 8 years consistently. I've done Taekwondo, I've done BJJ, I've done a little bit, I've dabbled in karate, and I've even, entered myself in Wing Chun for a little bit over a year, back in the early 90s, late 90s, while I was in New York City at the Fight House. Two of those things that really, I want to say that when I took Wing Chun was probably the most eye-opening experience as far as mental, as far as my mentality, because the drilling was consistent. The training was for about 4 hours. We would do 2 hours on and take about a 15-minute break, and then to do our last 2 hours. And we will also, start off with our form, and then you pretty much are gonna do a 15 to 30-minute warm-up. There's a lot that comes with it. But during this time, I think my favorite thing about being in that actual fight house was my exposure to other arts. Okay, I was able to see Kali, I was able to see Sistema, I was able to see people who did high-level Muay Thai, Drunken Master, even samurais. And this is kind of unheard of, right? So I was very happy that I was not only in New York City during that era, but having the ability to fight in a fight house, it gave me so much exposure to all these different arts and styles. And what's crazy is that mentally, that time I felt so clear-headed. Like I had my goals aligned, I knew exactly what I was gonna do, and it was for the positive. And then I noticed as soon as I stopped off, there's a lot of almost resentment and almost angst coming my way. And I'm like, why is this going on? And it was because I almost felt like I had no release for what I used to do. You know what I mean? So one of the number one mental health benefit of my excuse me in my perspective, the number one is the fact that you're allowed to release your anger. Okay, releasing your anger is a it's a great thing, because it's just like a yin and yang. It's a balance, right? Sometimes you have too much angst, you just build it up, build it up, build it up. And even for those people who train consistently, they'll start building up, and maybe they don't have an outlet because they don't feel like they're challenged enough by their partner, or they keep doing the same things. That's when I recommend you get out of that comfort zone, because you never know what's gonna happen. All right. One of the second things that mental health brings up is mindfulness. You know what I mean? Allowing you to, meditate at some times. It allows you to, decrease stress because you're getting into these stressful situations and then you're learning the different techniques or different angles of how you can, escape or evade, in that particular case. And even practicing some breathing techniques even inside or outside have also helped, increase that self-control. And it really reduces that impulsiveness, right? Because if you see it's a pattern. Once you train something so much, it becomes a pattern. You see it again and you execute the same way, and that's kind of where muscle memory takes in place. And I had a lot of those experiences when I was taking Wing Chun, because I felt like I had uber control of my arms and my hands to the point where, I didn't feel like there was much that I couldn't stop, at least standing up. And that's kind of what made me get into BJJ, not only because I injured my, I injured my back, but to me it's my biggest weakness. I felt so insecure when I'm on my back. I didn't like being put in that position. I didn't like a person trying to dominate me or squishing me just due to pressure and me not having an ability to escape. Don't get me wrong, I'll be shrimping, but my shrimp was not good, and I didn't understand, how to control the hips, and fighting, the lower leg battle, or let's say, doing a 2-on-1 to just eliminate a threat. Let's say if someone comes at you with a knife or something like that. That's a good example of a 2-on-1 that you want to get. Yeah, so so that was pretty much number two. So I would say, number one for me is definitely releasing your anger. I think that's one of the things that I did not have. And then when I started taking BJJ again, I really felt that almost being released. By the end of the day, I would be humbled. You know what I mean? Like you roll with some good people and they'll squish the life source out of you, and then you'll realize where you're at. You know what I mean? And I really think that that's the big difference between a white belt and a blue belt in BJJ, to me, is consistency, right? The fact that they continue to go and they have a plan and they're being adamant about moving forward in this, and it's a great thing to admire and a great thing to continue to do. So then another thing that comes with this is meeting people that are similar to you, right? So when you start doing when I started doing BJJ, I was exposed to a lot of different people than what I've been accustomed to, which was kind of strange. We had honestly quite a bit of women, quite a bit of women, and not only the women, but a lot of those women have either been, into a situation where they felt defenseless, and that's one of the reasons that pushed them to go to BJJ, because they wanted to learn how to maybe trap and roll or control someone that's a lot bigger than them. I'm really humbled to see how many women are actually out there giving martial arts a try, especially BJJ. And I really think that it's a big movement, and I think that we need to continue to do that, because women really not more than men. You know, we're not trying to get into a male versus female thing here, but I believe that, you know, women have a lot more threats sometimes, depending on, you know, location in their area, or maybe how they commute. Usually that's what I see is, you know, when they're trying to commute or they're taking, you know, public transportation tends to be in some positions where they get into a scuffle or something like that. So yeah, meeting like-minded people is very important. I think it's just something that goes without being said. You know, birds of a feather flock together. You know, the theory of the law of attraction, right? You attract what you are, and that's something that's good. When you do find a good, you know, dojo or fight house or gym that has those personalities that fit you. You know what I mean? You want them to fit you as well. So another thing I got here as well, and this is a big one because it kind of goes into ego, but is self-esteem and confidence itself. So this is another one of the benefits of martial arts, in my perspective, is that it does increase your confidence and self-esteem. The difference to me is competitions, right? What I think tends to happen in competitions is there's a lot of pride, and then there's also a lot of ego. So the difference is, you know, how to balance your ego, because honestly, a lot of people talk about ego in a negative connotation. They always want to say that, you know, ego is a bad thing or it can lead to very bad. And I think it's more of a balance thing, okay? Because in certain situations in my life, I give you an example, even in selection, I probably would have never been able to get to selection had I not had an ego. And it was because you have to have a little bit of confidence to actually, you have to have a little bit of confidence to continue on that path, right? You can't just go in there. There's only so much you can BS, if that makes sense. When you get over there, you're gonna see real, you're gonna see raw, you know, whatever that goal you're trying to reach. But for in my case with selection. Now, this was the mistake that I made, that I personally would say is that my ego took control when I should have been doing more work. And why I think this happens is because most people don't have confidence, right? They don't have confidence. So what happens is they imagine this person or this entity within themselves that has this uber confidence. And that's what I consider ego. But I do like something about how the Asian culture itself depicts ego, or even in martial arts, where you compare the dragon checks the tiger, right? The dragon is supposed to be the peaceful one, where the tiger is the just roar, you know, just going at it. So it's a balance. It's a balance between patience and ego, right? Because the ego is gonna get you. It can get you to some really nice levels if you know how to check it. Now, when it gets out of control, that's usually when you get put on your ass. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm saying is, in this specific one, I think self-esteem, confidence, and ego all kind of go all in one. But what I tend to see is that I see that ego personality predominantly in competition. You don't really see it when you're training. You know what I mean? Because people don't want to be that ass in the gym. They don't want to roll with that, you know, that white belt that's being an ass, or, you know, just creating issues for other people. So you have to make sure that you distinguish it. And I'm not saying stray away from your ego, but you need to check it. You know what I mean? You have to know where you're at and what actually is my confidence and what actually is my ego, and learn how to balance them, right? So that's the lesson I learned when I failed selection. That was a huge fucking slap in my face. It was just like, hey, you know, you really ain't shit. I was like, you got this far, and kudos to that, but now what? You know what I mean? So that was something that really hit my confidence. That's what's funny, is because that failure didn't hurt my ego. That failure hurt my confidence. So it's interesting to see that a martial arts can also increase your self-esteem, you know what I mean? And when you work hard to become a better person, you bring that physical and mental relaxation to yourself. You're also seeing more opportunity in your life and less stress. That's what happens when you get self-esteem and when you get confidence. So it's another reason why I also think that martial arts and mental health kind of go together. And then like I said, going back into that ego versus competition, the two examples I wanted to give were Anthony Rubble Johnson versus Yoel Romero, that's coming up on Bellator, and then you got Askren, Ben Askren versus Jake Paul that's coming up, I think in like 2 days. So these two fights, the reason I bring these two fights up is because I'm going to start off with Johnson and Romero, right? So both Anthony Rumble Johnson and Yoel Romero used to fight for the UFC. They were kicked out because of age predominantly, right? Because you know how UFC does. They get a little bit older and they start losing too many fights in a row, like Yoel. And they just, get kicked to the wayside. However, Yoel Romero still wants to fight. So he goes to Bellator, he cuts a contract. Anthony Rumble Johnson goes to Bellator, cuts a contract. But in my opinion, in these two fighters, I actually give the advantage to Anthony Rumble Johnson. Because to me, Anthony Rumble Johnson has given more effort mentally to increase and check his ego. Where Yoel, to me, yeah, his skill is great, but I haven't seen much of an improvement if any at that. I've seen almost less action from him, which is kind of strange because he was such a powerhouse. But he tends to wait a little bit, and I think that that's going to be a kind of a bad thing for him to go against Anthony Rumble Johnson. The reason why I say Anthony Rumble Johnson has the advantage, even though to me he's not the better fighter of the two, is the fact that when he got out of the UFC or got kicked out of the UFC, I'm not sure if he just left on his own will or he got kicked out. He started getting into bodybuilding and gained an immense amount of weight. He was back over 300 pounds. I seen a photo of him like 2 weeks ago and he's down to like 180. It's amazing the transformation this man has done, but you gotta ask yourself, why did he make that transformation? That means he's driven right now. Whatever kicked him back on is on, 'cause he put in that work. To lose almost a half a body, I know for damn well he went through some real struggles, but you could see him. He seems clear heart, clear-headed, funny, messing around at the gym and having fun with it, and that's what it's about. And I really really enjoyed that, and that goes into also the like I said, the Ben Askren versus Jake Paul fight. The only reason I bring that up is because, to me, Ben Askren let his ego kind of get the best of him, and I think it's gonna be a little bit of a disadvantage, just because Jake Paul is a younger fighter, and I think he has been a little bit more active than Ben. And plus, honestly, I personally look his hands and his power a lot better than Ben. I'm not saying that Ben is gonna roll him, and I honestly am going for Ben because as an MMA fan, I don't want to see him get posterized, but because he was already done that once, it would really ruin his career, in my opinion, if he was to lose this fight. So the many wishes and blessings to Askren, because I really do want him to win. And then the last thing I'm gonna go about as far as martial arts and mental health is just going with the flow, man. There's something about martial arts that allows you to flow, and even in the flow drills or drills where you're doing a technique, or you're doing a partner role where you're leading into one technique that feeds him the second, and you're just kind of going back and forth. Not only flowing, but that also helps you in life situations. You know what I mean? There's gonna be some times that you can be very stressed in life, and sometimes going with the flow is what you need, and that martial arts does provide that. You know, even over time, a healthy mindset, it can really strengthen to embrace these challenges, you know, and see how you can turn them into, you know, a good result or a positive result or something different. So it's amazing to see that you know, a lot of people during this time are starting to lean into martial arts, and mental health. And the only reason I wanted to make an episode about it was, like I said, I had a guest that definitely was gonna be in the martial arts realm, and I apologize that you know, he wasn't able to make it, but I just wanted to continue to actually release this episode just because of all the information and data that I've been studying, and the key points of what the actual episode was gonna be about. So, you know, the two things that I got from this is really, like I said, the difference between a white belt and a blue belt, in my opinion, is really consistency, is just being there, right? And if you look at all the studies that I looked at, which was well over four or five, you would be amazed at the amount of information. Even the tests that they were run were consistent, if that makes sense. So the tests were consistent, but the people being consistent are the ones that provided the results. So that's the one key giveaway that I would give you, is that martial arts not only holds you accountable, but it allows you to be consistent. And it also, you know, look at all the other benefits that come with it. You know, going with the flow, your self-esteem is going to increase, your real confidence is going to increase, not your ego. And you even make some friends along the way. You'll have an outlet to release the person that cut you off on the road the other day, and you can move on. So then the last thing I am gonna leave this episode with, which is pretty astonishing, to show you the level of mental health that some of these fighters have, is I'm gonna use Jimmy Flick as an example. Right now, because Jimmy Flick was a UFC fighter that was on the rise, and for whatever reason, he decided to retire. And it wasn't for whatever reason, it was just there was a series of events that happened to him, but he realized that, you know, he was fighting for all the wrong reasons. Which is, I give him kudos, because there's not many people that would turn down, you know, million-dollar fights. Or, you know, I mean, he's not at that level yet, so he's probably making, you know, a nice chunk change of thousands. But even with that, he was well off. But guess what? The first thing that his family started doing as soon as he started getting making all that money was harassing him about the money. Where's the money gonna go? Where is it going? Are you gonna help us? To the point that he reflected so much on it, like, hey, this doesn't matter for me anymore. This is not the life I want for me or my kids. That is a true definition to me of what a smart individual would have done in that situation. And it is not only that, because he knows the UFC is not in his best interests. And he's not only that, he wants a relationship with his family. He doesn't want them to be chasing him over money. And I see this shit all the fucking time, and I really think that that's one of the lead causes for Americans' amount of consumption, is because of greed. You know, everybody wants that almighty dollar, and I'm not saying don't work for it, 'cause we all gotta live. But at what point, you know, at what cost? So I'll leave you with that final thought, that even a UFC, a paid UFC fighter, Jimmy Flick, retired because he didn't want to deal with losing not only his family because of greed, but losing the real reason why he was fighting for in the first place. So, ladies and gentlemen, I really appreciate you guys' time. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. And sorry if I ranted a little longer than I wanted to. And I hope you got something out of this episode. Between martial arts and mental health. So thank you again so much for your time, and feel free to give me, you know, a comment, a like, and I need that feedback, 'cause that's what's gonna drive the rest of the episodes coming up. So just be on the lookout. There's a lot of new stuff coming out. I did put some new imaging that I was gracefully given, gracefully provided by a gentleman by Scotty Ebo, and he did amazing work. I really loved what he did. I went ahead and updated all of that. And I just continue to look forward to my new content. There's a couple of episodes on the burner. I got a couple of guests as well, and like I said, I apologize ahead of time for everybody who was looking forward to some other content. This was just kind of on a whim, because I did have a guest lined up, and I just didn't want to lose this data anymore, and just decided to put the episode out. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode, and like I said, hit me up on Instagram at Sardino, SGTSGTDENO, or you can go to Facebook and look for Sardino's True Talk. We have a group page and a sorry, we have a private group page, and we also have a kind of a fan page. So either one would be fine. And thank you guys again for always being there, being awesome, and stay in tune to what you need, and stay alert, stay alive. All right. So, love you guys, and hear from you soon.